Guess what?
What?
Our next contestant is on the line. Hello, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, this is Kate Lure in Los Angeles, California.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How is Los Angeles, California today?
It is warm and sunny.
Okay, got it,
delightful.
Got it. That sounds great. Now, Kate, we're going to play a game that I believe is perfect for you because it's called Animal Logic, and I have learned that you are someone who goes on vacation specifically so you can see different animals.
It is true.
So what
if there is a chance to pet a monkey, I am going to take that chance.
Where were you most recently?
Most recently, we went to Maui and did a lot of snorkeling.
And what animals did you see?
We spent some very zen time with a sea turtle. Like, the way they're portrayed in Finding Nemo is totally accurate. They talk just like that, and they're super cool, and just, like, all kinds of fish. Just, like, it's like sticking your face in a fish tank, except, you know.
Real life.
The real.
Okay, so, Kate, as you know, there are a lot of animals that are named after completely different animals. And it can be very confusing because it's not very logical. So in this game, you have to identify animals that have another animal's name in it. Don't worry. Puzzle guru Mary Tobler here has an example for you.
So, Kate, if we said, what mammal is at home on the beach or in the ocean and got its name from its gigantic nose, which resembles a trunk, you would answer the elephant seal.
Okay.
Yeah, got it. Great.
Yes.
So all of your answers will have two animal names. And if you get enough questions right, Kate, you're going to win a prize.
I cannot wait. I'm excited.
I can tell in your voice.
Every moment of my life has led to this.
Okay. Really?
Here we go.
I think mine too. I think mine too, Kate.
Okay.
Here we go. What primate is known for its long limbs rather than its ability to spin a web?
Spider monkey.
Yes. Have you ever pet a spider monkey?
Yes, that is in Costa Rica. I got to hold some spider monkeys, and they are super cute.
They are super cute, but I'm taking
go ahead.
Not a good pet to have, maybe?
No. Nothing exotic is a good pet to have, but they're good to pet if you have the chance. Okay, this is...
Not a good pet to have, but good to pet if you have them.
This member of the pigeon family needs to come out of its shell. You might get a pair of them on the second day of Christmas.
Turtle dove.
Yes, exactly. This insect sounds like a bird that might wake you up, but it's more likely to scurry away when you turn on the kitchen light.
A cockroach.
Yes, exactly. There's a groan here in the crowd because people don't even like thinking of...
They shouldn't be in the same game as cute animals that we like.
This is your last question. You're doing really well.
Yay!
Its name suggests that it might mate with a cow, but this amphibian just makes the sound of a male bovine.
Bullfrog!
Bullfrog is correct. Kate, congratulations. We're going to send you an Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt.
Yay!
If you listen to the show and find yourself screaming answers at the radio, why not pick up the phone and scream them into your phone? To be a phone contestant on Ask Me Another, just send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org. And coming up, comedian Hannibal Buress will try his hand at being a puzzle guru. We'll see how that goes. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.